응, 남자는, 응, 니가 관주제 된 사람은 뭐지도? 응, 야가 손주제 된 말은 뭐지도? 야, 응, 대박이 뭐게 해시니 뭐. 아니, 아니, 주주들, 가오, 보통 줘봐. 아, 내려다 쳐야 아니, 가봐서 내려지, 요한데, 취소지 못하고, 응, 통화진보, 인보내들어, 지체이버거래.
So at this point of time, we have achieved the precious human rebirth that is extremely difficult to achieve, and all of the various freedoms and richnesses. And we have also met with the teachings of the holy teachings of the Buddha, which is very difficult to meet with. And we've also met with a Mahayana precious friend. And also we have the gathering of many practitioners, fellow practitioners that assist us along the path. And we have met with also many conducive circumstances for cultivating Dharma practice. So at this point of time, having met with all these conditions, we are extremely fortunate. Hence, it is very important that we do not waste this opportunity and try to achieve the essence of this human rebirth by achieving the great purpose that it can provide us.
아니 뭐 내야서야 돼요. 아니 천지는 동정하고 인자 다 간듯이 요한이나요. 아니 뭐 매봐. 아니로 그러나 저하면 답은 원듯이요. 왜 까불나 아니 팬만 매봐. 대체 간가시야. 아니 대체가 동원도 소수 대화사 간례 잡자 대제대 키지 노야래 근데 인자니 전에 너무 잘 간례제 있나요 중반 있나요 대는 이 뭐야 말해.
So with regards to taking the essence of this precious human rebirth, all the affairs of this life, whether it is food and drink, clothes, property, fame and honor, and so forth, all of these do not have any essence. You know, they are essenceless. Therefore, at the time of death, oneself at the time of death, all of these will be left behind, and one cannot bring them with oneself. And so, all the affairs of this life are left behind. But in order for the purpose of achieving these, we spend our entire lives in accumulating huge amounts of negative karma. So, and all this negative karma will not be left behind. It will be brought along with us to our future lives. So therefore, we must understand that whatever happens in this life, even whether things go well or not, eventually all the affairs of this life will be left behind.
Yes. Okay. 아니, 대라지 때문에. 아니, 내가 나가 온 게, 제와 송에 나서지, 랭과 인두, 아니, 모두 이땐 같이 돕나, 이땐요 말이. 근데 인두, 고와도 땐도 타가지. 맞은 거 봐도, 아니, 용한 용고야. 근데 인두, 고와도 땐도 타가지, 제거를.
So, then, one strives to achieve the happiness of future lives. After passing away from this life, when one passes into the future life, one should at least try to ensure that one does not fall into the lower realms of existence. But even then, if we not merely fall into the lower realms, achieving a rebirth in a higher realm, then this is unreliable. One cannot trust in such an existence. So even then, we have, due to the different widen negative actions or positive and negative karma that we create, we take rebirths in different realms and achieve rebirths in different existences. But even if we were to be born in the higher realm of existence, it is unreliable. Prior to achieving liberation, whatever state of existence that we may take rebirth in comprises only of suffering. It is only in the nature of suffering. Therefore, we should strive to be completely liberated from the state of cycle existence.
Yes.
So, in regards to achieving liberation from cyclic existence, at this point of time when we have achieved this precious physical basis of human rebirth, if we do not strive to achieve liberation on the basis of this human body, then we will again cycle, you know, go forth in cyclic existence and experience suffering. Whether or not we continue to go forth in cyclic existence, to abide in samsara, is not entirely up to our own wish. You know, one would not achieve liberation merely by wishing to be free from such a state. One needs to put effort or strive to put an end to this cyclic existence. So in order to put an end to that, one needs to understand or recognize the root of cyclic existence. So the root of cyclic existence is such that since beginningless rebirth up to the present moment, we have been caught up by the ignorance, the darkness of ignorance that grasps onto the inherent existence of the self. So this mind sees the self as being inherently existent and not dependent upon other factors, conditions, and labels, you know, for it, as if it exists from its own side inherently. So on the basis of this, then one starts to, upon basis of grasping upon this self as being inherently existent, then we develop relationships towards others of enemies and friends, and on basis of that, then we arise attachment and anger, and then this causes us to go forth, you know, in cyclic existence, to circle in cyclic existence. Therefore, to attain liberation from such a state, one needs to abandon this mind of grasping upon the self as inherently existent. You know. So therefore, for this mind, in order to cut cyclic existence, it is not sufficient to meditate on mere minds of loving kindness and compassion. And this is not enough. One needs to meditate on emptiness, since this mind that this root of cyclic existence is simply a mind that grasps onto the self as inherently existent from its own side. Therefore, one needs to generate a mind that is completely opposite to that, you know, as an antidote, in order to negate that state of confusion or misconception. Yes. So, like this mind of wisdom that realizes emptiness is the antidote, direct antidote to this misconception that grasps onto the self as inherently existing. So therefore, in order for us to achieve this realization, we need to have very stable meditative concentration. Therefore, one needs to cultivate the practice of calm abiding or mental positions. So there, in order to have success in that practice, then one needs to gather all the causes for success in that practice, which is by keeping pure vows, purely one's vow ethics or the cultivation of morality. So in order, like this, in this way, one cultivates the higher training of wisdom, meditative concentration, and ethics, what we call the three higher trainings. By cultivating these three, then one is able to cut the root of samsara in a gradual fashion. By cultivating these three higher trainings, one's delusions or afflictive emotions gradually reduce in their force or intensity. And then ultimately, we will be able to cut the root of cycle existence and achieve the state of what we call the noble truth of cessation, which is the state whereby one has abandoned the root of cycle existence, which is the mind that grasps onto itself as inherently existing.
Namali kowa yinza, kowa dunga nyomu kwa chi yungi yore te, ni te tamji ndike yomari. Tena, rongi, nye nye de poman za shi so, nyambu, ni jikwa du jiba. Tata tenri chi ne yo yinna, ni rongi chi po chi ta che xia na, in ji tena marab chumi sikirwa. Ten nong xin, semje tamji rongi nye jiba shada, rongi kari jiba shada. Ini rongi jiwa thumma meba yindu semje maa jiwa la semje reri jiwa maa chong meba jiwa di yore ta maa jiwa ka zika di jiwa maa zi maa maa jiwa ka yinna yon semje ji chingi tenzi goni nanzo ngontu kumbo toba ten yon semje ni tenzi toko ya tega na itabi kumbo toya sonje kumbo toya ten yon semje ni tenzi go aji yindu ini semje ni ka di jiwa semje di ちゃうで。で、ね、全然全然なんやわとね、論じこちたちな。で、目は、インド。え、ね、だ、先陣で統計こう。全然全然やわとね、で、まる。全然全然こう、そう、どうかで、どうかで、ね、チェコと。あ、で、ね、え、だんだん抜いばよるがせなんて思うんだけど、抜いばそのような読んだことで、その、え、根本無事通な。え、先陣で統
So, one having abandoned the cyclic existence in this way and achieved liberation, this is really attainment or achievement for oneself alone. Even though oneself has liberated, by then oneself has liberated one's own self from cyclic existence and no longer needs to experience the suffering within it. But however, this is not sufficient because all of one's friends, relatives, one's parents, father and mother and so forth, are still abiding within a state of suffering, within cyclic existence. So therefore, oneself, if one were to abandon them, and to merely achieve one's own liberation, that even within a worldly context, such a selfish approach is extremely shameless and considered ungrateful. Therefore, oneself and all sentient beings, all sentient beings have been extremely kind to oneself over many lifetimes, since beginner's rebirth. All sentient beings have been extremely kind. And not only that, all sentient beings have been, each and every sentient being has been one's own mother numberless times. So even then, even when sentient beings are not directly born as one's mother in any particular lifetime, still in their very lifetime, our happinesses are achieved upon the basis of sentient beings' kindnesses. For example, if we were to achieve a higher rebirth, in the future life, that depends on the kindness of sentient beings. Even this loftier goals or states of liberation as well as full enlightenment, Buddhahood, are also dependent upon the kindness. You know, achieving such states are dependent again on the kindness of sentient beings. Therefore, it is not sufficient for oneself to achieve liberation. One needs to remember the kindness of sentient beings and strive to work for their benefit, you know, achieve their purpose. So then one must meditate on the sentient beings suffering, generate loving kindness, compassion, and think, you know, I must lead all sentient beings to be free from suffering cyclic existence by myself alone, you know, and place them within the state of Buddhahood. But however, generating such an aspiration and reflecting on our current capacity, we find that we do not possess such an ability to fulfill this purpose. And then we search for a goal, and we find that the state of Buddhahood is the state whereby, you know, we'll be able to fulfill effortlessly the hopes of all sentient beings. So therefore, one strives, aspires to this state, you know, that I must, for the sake of all liberating all sentient beings from suffering, I must achieve the state of Buddhahood, and it's for this purpose I shall listen to these Dharma teachings. So please adjust your motivation in such a way.
Yes. And the Tombone seemed to be top of Sumba Ninza, Lada Long de Yogi. In Marita, Sinda Jimbo, Little Dominion, Jubian, Menagane, and that song again. And this is Julam Jermasia. That day, Yanomera, Yimari. They only some determinate in the name which no Tamjinchi that will be paying also. Nothing to go if it is also sent.
So the teachings that we'll be listening to today is the teachings that embody all the teachings of the Buddha. And all the teachings that the Buddha has given, all these are embodied within this teaching. And by practicing this teaching, one also practices the teachings of all the Buddhas. And within this teaching, it contains also the essential instructions of the two great trailblazers, or two great charioteers, which are Nagarjuna and Asanga. You know, so this is what we call the graduated path to enlightenment, the Lamrim. So this particular Dharma teaching, the Lamrim, is different from others in this respect. It is also said that this teaching is so great that by merely meditating on this teaching, the Lamrim, for one session, you know, one is able to cultivate or meditate on all the teachings of the Buddha. You know, by practicing or cultivating this teaching for one moment or one session, then one cultivates essentially or engages in the practice of all the Buddha's teachings.
So
by am I meditating on this gradual path of enlightenment, you know, the Lamrim? If one is able to generate the realizations within one's mind stream, then it is extremely beneficial in that we'll be able to perfectly derive as the essence or meaning, you know, from this, extract the essence of this precious human rebirth. So even if we're unable to generate the realizations within our mind streams, one would still be able to plant the positive imprints, or even understanding, merely understanding of the Lamrim alone, you know, one receives a benefit that is extraordinary. It's, you know, different from other teachings. So, for example, some people may strive, you know, to achieve great meditative concentrations, paranormal powers, you know, achieve visions of deities, as well as manifesting miraculous powers. So all of these, in actual fact, in comparison of the Lamrim, all these are like So even having recited millions of mantras, you know, even this, just as all these practices or these accomplishments in themselves are no big deal in comparison to Lamrim, because, for example, even if you achieve visions of deities, but then in the process of doing so, you might still experience obstacles, and then your practice may degenerate. And even if you recite millions of mantras, but if your mind does not have bodhicitta, 100 million. If you may recite 100 million of mantras, but if this practice is not combined with bodhicitta or renunciation, then it does not become a cause for liberation or enlightenment. One might, if one has delusions with that practice, then one might even be born as evil spirits, you know, or demons. So therefore, supernatural powers themselves are nothing amazing, because even the non-human spirits, you know, or even intermediate beings may also have clairvoyance and such powers. So it's nothing amazing in itself. But by meditating on the Lamrim, by cultivating this practice, one is able to free oneself from the sufferings of sacred existence.
Even just having general understanding of the Lamrim.
Yes. Even that will lead to liberation. Yes.
Much more special than, much more meaningful than that.
Yes. So even having a mere understanding of the Lamrim, you know, even one does not generate realizations, but having a mere understanding, even that alone is extremely much more beneficial than all these worldly accomplishments that we have just mentioned.
re ta je don ne ne chu ni yin de gona chu yu se ya de rong ge sim ju pa chu ya ji de se yo ro ne de rong ge ju de sim ju de pa ji ya la men de de je ta chu de ni de me ge zon ne yin me yin na ne chu ge pen ta yo ma de ne de chu yin me ga la rong ge sim ju de ga shu da don ya zon ji ne de chu ne she ba de da rāngi sāmi tūmīndu mīndu tāyā tāni jī chē tu nian tū mīndu nā nī nāṁ sōng tāni rī mīndu nī nī rī chē gōng dō sāngā nī chū tūm sūmbā chōng dō nā tē yā bō chōng dō tāng tōng yō tē lī tā chī chē sāngā tā tāni rī gō nī tāni rāngi dōng nā nī chāpa tāni yō mē nī mē nō nōng tā chī mē nō nōng sē yō gō nā chāpa sē yō bā tē nō jē chē nī chū nian dō tāni chē gō rē chī.
So when in general, when you know, so today we're able to speak about the Lamrim, to be able to teach Lamrim, to be able to listen to the Lamrim, we have both all of us have accumulated great merit in order to be able to engage in this activity. So when you're listening to the Lamrim, one it's extremely important that one needs to apply the teachings, the Dharma teachings, to one's mind. You know, one must not separate the Dharma teachings from one's mind stream, you know, see it as a separate event. One needs to directly apply or relate to one's mindstream, one needs to check one's mind whether one's mind is in accordance with the Dharma. You know, those aspects of the mind, they are not in accordance with the Dharma, they are not appropriate, state of mind. Then we need to immediately try to change, or to alter those states of mind. And those states of mind, the parts of the mind that are in accordance with the Dharma, we should rejoice and then wish, for further progress from that state in accordance with Dharma practice. And then, so therefore the Dharma, is sort of like a mirror for us, in the sense that we usually look in the mirror to see whether our face is solid by dirt or not. But likewise, the Dharma teachings within are sort of like a mirror for us to see whether our minds are solid by stains or not. Yes. So this teaching of the Lamrim Chenmo, the great exposition of the graduated path enlightenment, we have begun last year. So within the context of the text, the portions pertaining to firstly showing the greatness of the teachings, author establishes that it is of noble origin, and then secondly showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for instructions, and then thirdly how to listen. So these portions have been completed. We've covered these portions, and then now we've come to the part how to listen. And also how to listen to listen to explain the teachings. This part has also been completed, and now we come to the portion how to lead students with the actual instructions. And within this context, we've come to the part of relying on the teacher, the spiritual master. Yes. So then, within this context, then it talks about the defining characteristics of the teacher to be relied upon, and defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. So both these portions have been covered. Then now we come upon the actual process of relying upon the teacher. So here this is divided into two portions: how to rely on thought, and secondly, how to rely on actual practice. So the first portion, how to rely on thought, then is comprised of three portions: a general indication of the attitudes needed to rely on the teacher, and secondly, in particular, training in faith, which is the root, and thirdly, remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful.
Yes.
So then, in the Buddhist teachings, it says that relying on the guru, the spiritual master, itself embodies or gathers all of the intentions of the Buddha, or all the practices of the Buddha within this practice. So therefore, here it says there are nine attitudes in the array of Stalk Sutra. It mentions that there are nine attitudes through which we should practice respect and serve the teacher. So therefore, who've come to this portion.
In Marta, some Guma there, so do we know? And then, Ron to Ne, Ronnie Lame wanted to. In Marta, Laman singing to them, but in years, Moyena, that Lama de Tene, and then, Ron and Novako and Majiachi.
Of the nine attitudes in general can be condensed, you know, further condensed into four attitudes. And the first attitude refers to giving up your independence and submitting to the will of the Guru, the spiritual master. So this refers to having found a fully qualified spiritual master, then one should submit all of one's will, you know, to the spiritual master. One should not, you know, have any of one's independence, but submit to the will of the spiritual master. So, for example, this is in accordance, you know, agreeing with the practices of Vinaya. And in the Vinaya practices, it says that one needs to rely on the spiritual master. In all of one's actions, one needs to consult the spiritual master and accomplish whatever is being said, you know. So in this case, not having one's own independence, but submitting to the will of a fully qualified spiritual master. If we meet with a fully qualified spiritual master, but if we do not practice accordingly, you know, to the advice of a spiritual master, then one does not reap the benefit, you know. So in that case, one's practice, one will be left behind and not accomplished. Even if one abides at the feet of a fully qualified spiritual master, if one does not submit one's will to the spiritual master, one will not accomplish the practice. Just like a stone that is sitting for thousands of years under a seabed, you know, no matter how long it's submerged within that ocean, it does not begin to soften at any point of time. So therefore, if one does not submit one's will to the spiritual master, one will not accomplish the practice.
Tiba, Ronji Sombo, at the Nija, you are not in the Punzombas. In the Punzomba, they get a Lega Kaja and Nano, a Pavin on Taki Taki Mato, or Romo Conde Chigmari. Tell the Punzomba to the Simpomba and that is you.
So the first attitude is formally described as the attitude which is like the dutiful child. So in Tibetan, the word Sambo for this word dutiful here has a connotation of a child that is intelligent and also very good-natured, you know, good-natured. And so this child does not initiate an action on their own, do whatever they feel like doing. However, they are always looking at their parents' facial expressions, submitting to the will, and then sort of like acting in accordance with their advices. Yes.
맞다. 담내네 남만진이도 담마데 텐조 추진의 제비 갑나 류다 류로 된다게니 남노바나 참아주지 제반의 담배 정문이나 그 체면 토바지 거기 말해 근데 내가 노제다고 했으면서 근데 노제에서야 돼 매체바나 거기 말해 근데 단지 빼도 이야기 매체바지 나도 노아서 체면 토바 자바한테 땜보지 자야지 이 말 노제다고 했으면지
Then the second attitude is the attitude which is like a diamond. Within this, you know, the diamond here has a connotation of indestructibility. You know, it cannot be separated or split apart. So therefore, one's devotion towards a spiritual master, the relationship between the teacher and the student, you know, should be close and stable, and one that is so stable to the extent it cannot be separated by adverse circumstances such as demons. Bad acquaintances and so forth. So, therefore, you know, to have a very stable relationship, you know, with the spiritual master.
Mm. 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 Mm.
So then the third attitude which describes the attitude is just like the earth. So here it says that one is able to take on the responsibilities, you know, for in serving a fully qualified spiritual master. And having made such a spiritual master, then one takes the responsibility upon oneself alone to serve and accomplish all the activities, you know, of the spiritual master in the semblance of the earth. So the earth itself, you know, forms the basis for all moving creatures and non-moving plants, trees, and grass. And then, however, it bears all of this weight, you know, without any the spirited, without any form of complaint, you know. So, therefore, likewise, here one needs to be able to bear the responsibility of or the supporting the activities of the spiritual master without any form of being discouraged. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Desomde, and then you use a marita, and then some Lamitavi Korkuvi Gabla, Korkuvana, Chetachavana, Trolls, in the same way, Nonge, and the Tombo, Ramon Tornay, Roni Lami want the Tomo. Lamming Bala, and the duty of the Chimetopa. Lamitavi Kortam de Kuba, Desomji. That Korkuvi Senna, Kalichi Goresena.
So then, we've completed these four attitudes. Then we've completed the first three. Firstly, the attitude which is like the dutiful child. The second, the attitude which is like the diamond. And thirdly, the attitude which is like the earth. And then, now we've come to the fourth attitude, which is how to assume responsibilities. So this itself, you know, contains the six attitudes. So therefore, as I mentioned before, there are nine attitudes. So these four points are sort of condensed the nine attitudes. The last remaining six are condensed within the fourth one. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the first three have been completed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 고요결을 따로 생명세인데, 고요결을 해서다, 최자른 고요결에서 대학에 제자르세요. 대신하 거다, 고요결을 제재, 나고난, 이러고. 근데, 그래서는, 파파, 휴증문으로 간다, 자바진나면, 리구조자 부모마, 신부들 리구조자마도. 된 논지에는, rongi chunyen be kabla hinare, lami chawa dudu kabla hinare, tedu ne, donga chijong kandu je chona yon, ane, donga go on ma tonga, sim gui me toba, tembe chi yon go rej, tena an koi ure toba sim jian, donga chi chung tam je je me go go go.
So this verse says here, the first, an attitude like the foothills, which means that any suffering that might arise does not sway you. So here, for example, a hill that is very strong and stable and is not moved by strong winds, you know, even though there may be strong winds that are blowing, they are unable to move the hill. So likewise, when one is serving the spiritual master, whether one is actually engaging in service or activities of serving the master, or whether one is actually listening to the teachings of the spiritual master, given by the spiritual master, then one's mind is always immovable. You know, one's attitude or the mind is not moved or affected in any way by suffering that may arise in the process. So this refers to the first attitude.
Yes.
Yes. So here in the text it says when Jingangwa was staying in Rupa, you know, Gomba Yundenpa's health declined due to the great cold. Then sought the advice of Venerable Shunutta as to whether he should leave. Shunutta replied, "You have stayed many times in Indra's palace, a comfortable residence with good material necessities. Only today do you have the experience of relying on the mind and teacher and listening to the teachings. Therefore, stay where you are as is proper." So here it says, in the, this is a an actual incident whereby in the past, when Ganapa Geshe Jingangwa was actually residing within a place called Rupa, there one of his students called Gomba Yundenpa, he was unable to adjust to the cold weather. And so then he asked one of his Dharma friends, which is Venerable Shundutra, you know, as to whether he should take leave, you know, from that place. So they are obviously engaging in the Dharma teaching, you know, process of listening to Geshe Jingangwa teaching. So then his friend, you know, Shunutra, then replied that, you know, in many past lifetimes, you know, we've had countless experiences of living in the most comfortable of all residences, which is Indra's palace, you know, which are comprised of good material necessities in great abundance and great comfort. You know, however, it is only today, in this lifetime, that we have had the rare opportunity of relying on this mind and spiritual master and listening to these teachings. Therefore, you know, it is proper to stay and bear the suffering, you know, in order to receive the teachings. So therefore, here this is an anecdote to describe the first attitude of last six attitudes, which is an attitude like the foothill, that, you know, one's mind is not moved by any form of suffering, is not disturbed by any form of suffering. Yes.
Then 내가 가르치는 나요, 그 내고 치러와. 내가 내 말로, 그래서 조반으로 된대 있나요, 샘나. yima chikpa, togwa da. Ndi che, sebo tenri ma jeba che, rupa chi gwa re, sami tsawa dhubi sena. Ndi te pe la, choje, re ta ngari tone che ma ui la tenri shun yundu, ndi langa zonga chikirwa. Ndi zonga lo pen kun la, ne tsafsi chi chungbe es, ne zong yago mara che. ऐन तम्बूत ने लिखे रहा यो देखे जी मातो माजों ऐन ती का वाला ने तोमा रोम तोमे नमस्ते ने पासे ऐन जब दे पाचा तंदे तो चुबेर सोनो हम जरवा कन्या चों चामे बान साकाबो तोमा देखे जी यो ऐन चोर जूसे देना ने मेंडा तस सुजो सोनो देखे जी यो चों दोस In the Dangzhou zone, Zabdon is a coronal star no more Hindu and a Yim to Patrubas, so I am. Then did you notice?
So then in the text it says, the second, an attitude like a worldly servant, means to perform even the worst tasks in their entirety without wavering. For example, the scholar Atisha and all his translators had to stay in Song. In an area of sewage and mud, Geshe Rondomba took off all of his clothes and cleaned up the filth. He covered the area with dry white earth from where no one knows. He even built a mandala in front of the elder Adisha. Therefore, the elder exclaimed, Are, I had one like you in India too. So at this point of time, it refers that you know, one should have the attitude of being like a general, a worldly servant or slave. So here one serves the wishes of the master without any discrimination, you know, even though the servant may be given a very lowly or dirty task, you know, such as cleaning up sewage and filth, but the servant, you know, does not have any, it's not the slightest bit disturbed or, unhappy or feeling any sense of being degraded and so forth, you know, but with great humility, you know, performing these tasks. So likewise, in order to illustrate this fact, and then one mentions the story of Lama Tisha and his translators and students, when they were being invited from the area of Nari in Tibet to the area of Uthang, then along the way, then they stopped in this place to rest, which is a very unclean environment, you know, filled with sewage and mud. So then Geshe Rondopa took off his clothes and actually cleaned up the filth, wiped out the filth with his clothes, and then he says he covered a very dry white earth from where no one knows. So obviously this shows that the white earth that Lama Dumdumpa had acquired was not from anywhere, any place, but manifested due to his own miraculous powers. And with that he covered the place, you know, make it pleasant. I even built a mandala in front of Lama Atisha. So in this case here, you know, this is an example of, you know, serving this spiritual master or guru with great humility, with an attitude like a worldly servant. So he says here that, you know, therefore the elder exclaimed, Arya had one like you in India too. So Lama Tisha then saw the mandala that was built, you know, by Lama Tisha, built on Lama Dumdumpa, and he said, oh my goodness, you know, I had one just exactly the one you made back in India, you know. So it was an expression of happiness, you know, happiness or joy, or being pleased by this act of service by Lama Dumdumpa.
That Lama Tembe Sena, Lama Leron, Hawaii, Samaroda. 텐데가 가자 맞아야지. 그런 라마네 마반 좀 가지고 와래. 그래서 그런 라마네 마반 좀 가지고 와 가르세나. 그런 라마네 사관인 사람들 요나. 근데 소지들이 요네 제가 말해. 라메 요네데 인자 두고 요 말아. 그런 라마네 마반 좀 가지나. 근데 라메 요네 소소는 고요. 근데 계시 덤베 샤네. 남자지 공부하던 연대인지 주문용 송화다. 쟁의 샤네. 수지든의 르스 뭐 공통하는 뭐 초지 공부한 노감. 시험부 공부하는 뭐 뒤에 송화다 하러 와. 엔다. 르 공부하고 공화나 주택 말해서 르 시험을 하고. 근데 덤베인도 샘마워 구하래서 송화를. 대한 어제는 저. 근데 다 보호나 수기 깔라.
啊，藏我们这印度国呢，啊，马上的同盟我们去，那你头上那有嘛多，差不多，啊，有全部同的嘛多，我们吃同嘛多，印度，啊，这个东西，啊，刚马上呢，我超市用的嘞，这东西呢，容阿姐买吧去，那么的麻烦怎么办呢？用的这用的嘞，嗯，是什么的？特别的，你知道吧？
So then the third attitude, you know, third of the six attitudes is that one has to have an attitude like a sweeper. So at that point of time, when one is serving the spiritual master, relying on the spiritual master, one should eliminate all feelings of pride and feelings of being more superior than the spiritual master. One needs to eliminate this completely. You know, sometimes we might think that we are greater or more superior than the spiritual master, and this, to see oneself as greater. So this form of arrogance needs to be eliminated in order to be able to generate the qualities within one's mind stream. One needs to see or to hold the spiritual master as being greater or more superior than oneself. And this, if one has pride, then one is unable to receive the qualities in one's mind stream, one's unable to give rise to qualities in one's oneself. The qualities of the master, will not be able to be, one will not be able to achieve the qualities of the master. So here it says, when Geshe Trungpa had said before that the water of good qualities does not collect on the heights of pride, and also Geshe Jianguang said in the planting time of spring, look at whether the green growth comes from the high mountain peaks or from the low valleys. So therefore, when one is prideful, like a mountain, when the rain falls, the rain just completely passes by it and flows down to the lower plains. So therefore, if one has pride, then the water of good qualities, does not abide on the heights of the higher heights of pride, but goes to the lower plains of humility. And then, as Jianguang said, in the planting time of spring, look at whether the green growth comes from the high mountain peaks or from the lower valleys. So when the spring rains come, so it is first the greenery on the lower plains becomes green first, and not on the higher plains. So unless it rains heavily on the higher plains, that it actually produce some greenery. But most of the greenery starts from the lower plains before the ones at the higher plains actually start sprouting. So therefore, one is able to have humility and not have pride, then one will be able to receive or give rise to the qualities in one's mind
stream. Yes. 그런 게 중요한 또 시기요이나 대응을 하자지네. 당연히 시기요, 삼도된 요이나 아니 연대 공마나 동의를 하자지. 아니 이젠달마 예주지. 근데 우리 연대 가마 연주. 근데 자르기 어려워. 근데 인데 나자대 대치지 말. 근데 봉제도 제고.
So in general, this mind of pride needs to be abandoned. It's very important that we abandon pride and arrogance in order to not obstruct the arisal or generation of qualities within oneself. In general,
if one has pride, one is unable to give rise to qualities. And this is not only applicable in terms of relying on spiritual master, but even in general, you know, if one has pride, you know, for example, one may know some dharma and one generates prior arrogance about that, then this puts a hindrance to oneself, because then one does not take interest in higher states of development or further progress in the path, higher teachings. So then this becomes an actual obstacle. So therefore, it's very important that we abandon pride at all costs. Yes. Oh, yes. And also it becomes an obscuration to those qualities. You know, pride becomes an obscuration to all those qualities that we generate in the past.
Gatro Yavizano Machine, Gothamogen and Rogior. Tizono, Lamizava, Kurtiwa, and the Kiguchuana, you know, Trojan, a cocoa, yes, somewhere.
So, if one generates pride, then one's previous qualities will degenerate, will decrease. So then the fourth attitude says here, an attitude like a foundation, which means to take on even the heavy responsibilities or the most arduous activities of your group. With pleasure. So here, for example, it says here the for example, you know, the oxen or cattle that are used for transportation. Transporting goods and so forth, then when they bear, you know, even though they bear such heavy weight, but they are also wearing like ornaments on their ears and bells on their necks and so forth. So even though they're carrying such heavy weight, but they seem to be moving forth in a slow manner with delight, you know, with delight. So therefore here, it says an attitude like a foundation, you know, which means to be able to bear burden or responsibilities, heavy responsibility of serving the Guru with a mind of great pleasure and happiness.
And this is how the Chumbi Kabla matrovachi.
So then he says here the fifth attitude, which is an attitude like a dog, which means also to get angry even when your guru despises or berates you. So for example, each time that Dolongba met with Geshe Lhasa, Dolongba would berate him, And Hassa's disciple Nyamoa said, Nyamoa says, "This master hates us, both teacher and students." To which Akisha Hassa replied, "Do you think that he's berating me? To me, it seems I'm being blessed by Heruka each time he does this." Also, the Perfection of Wisdom 8000 verses says, "Even if the instructors of the teachings seem to despise or ignore those who want their teachings, do not challenge them. Persist tirelessly and respectfully and diligently seek the teachings." So with this attitude, then, you know, even although the spiritual master may sometimes show an aspect of being displeased and may berate us or criticize us, you know, scold us, at that point of time, it's important that one does not get upset with the spiritual master because of one's desire for the holy dharma. You know, then one should continue serving the spiritual master, to continuously come back to the spiritual master without being disturbed. You know, in this analogy of a dog, you know, if you've been always being, the dog has been relying upon you, you know, as when you've been feeding the dog constantly, but at some point in time it does something wrong, and you, no matter how much you beat it or you know, scold it and so forth, it will never leave you entirely, completely. It will always come back again to you in a very loyal fashion. So in this way, you know, one needs to have this attitude, similar attitude, when relating to the spiritual master. So here it says that when Geshe Hasu was being berated by his own teacher, Geshe Dolongpa, then his own disciple, Geshe Hasu's disciple, was complaining that, you know, this was not right. But Geshe Hasu said, you know, "I've never seen this as, you know, do you actually think that he's actually scolding me? To me, it seems like I'm being blessed by Heruka each time he does that." So in this case, when the Lama, you know, sometimes the spiritual master sometimes may berate the disciple or even physically beat the disciple. And in this case, you know, sometimes it's due to the spiritual master being able to foresee, you know, obstacles that are arising for this disciple. And then so the Lama then may verbally scold, physically beat the disciple, and hence removes an obstacle for a disciple. So it is said that there's a saying by the masters that every scolding, you know, is just like a ruffle mantra for the spouse obstacles. Every beating is like an initiation through which one receives blessings.
So it is said,
you know, in order, because of our interest in the Dharma, when one is serving the spiritual master, you know, one should not be disturbed. One needs to constantly serve the spiritual master with great veneration and respect. Yes. So this six, you know, the attitude, which is like a ferry. So here the ferry, you know, like a boat, you know, usually when the boat, it, it goes back and forth between both shores and both sides of the river, bringing people and transporting goods back and forth. And because it is the boat itself, of course, it does not complain. It does it tirelessly because it does not have a mind. And a human being, for a disciple, one needs to serve the spiritual master in a similar way. No matter how many times one needs to go back and forth, to accomplish the deeds of spiritual master, we should not tire of such deeds, for the sake of one's spiritual master. No matter how many times you need to engage repeatedly to serve the spiritual master.
Yes. Ani teba jyongne kuwa che ko. Imbar ta teba jyongya de la ale indi kunjo tante song le teba ngon ro ma dar che ba te yongde tamge song shin pebar shi. Imbar ta kunjo tante song se jumde nege song tende che yongde kunjo tante song. Imbar ta Kunjo tala li song, sinho tala la. Nimr da, ande, ne, kunjo dromye song, sinho ne jena kunjo dromye song, se gogyo. Inda da nande, kunjo tala li song, se ate, lo sawe, ndi ayo benda ta jige dwe ne so jo. Jo ne, lo sawa so tong rende yo nimr. An, sende kari yin, shuju ma jo. Inda, lāme gōm dēnā pājā mē pēwē kāpā lā āni lāma nyambā dōna ngā jē yūdhī kāpā kī āni dēnjī dēn cēng kārī yī nā sē yā shūdhī gōna āni kāngā sōng jā nā tā ngā shūng rūg yō rō nā tā ngā mā jē mā shūwa jē kūnchō sē shē nā sōng kūnchō sē sōng āni dēnjī chūmē jī pūjī yō nā De, zhe de ya nuhu si dalala mbandagi yore zhe. Yende, ane lami pege drome, chume na drome ya sige. Yende, kuncho, yende tena, zhu zhu nondu. Lozali samna, meche de ya dalala mbandagi yore zhe, ka kuncho dalala sige go, imbare, gombare zhe. Yende, ane jena kuncho drome zhong sige.
So then, we move on to the next portion, which is training in faith, which is the root of this practice of devoting the spiritual master. Then it says in the formulae of the Three Jewels Blaze states that faith is a prerequisite of all good qualities, a procreator of them like a mother who then protects and increases them. So this quotation comes from the text, which is called Formulae of the Three Jewels Blaze. So in old ancient times, they used to say that this text itself is a Buddha's speech, actually spoken by the Buddha. This Dharani was spoken by the Buddha. So nowadays it's called Three Jewels Blaze. But in ancient times, one point in time when the translator was translating it, they translated it as the Three Jewels Plantain Tree, which is a Dala Xing, which is like a plantain tree. Wow. So at that point of time, the reason being that when this translator could not understand about how to translate his name of this Dharani, he went to his master, consult his master, and his master was doing a recitation retreat, so he was unable to say much of his speech, so he otherwise they would break his recitation retreat. So he spoke only instead of explaining great detail, then he spoke very briefly the word guncho, which means the three jewels. And then he then lit a butter lamp, which was blazing. So the flame was like very thin and very high. So he said guncho and he pointed to that lamp, which means the guncho, the blazing of the three jewels, But then this translator misunderstood it because it saw the fire blazing very high, looks like a plantain tree. So So he called it the three jewels of plantain, you know. 권조 달라. 말해. 어.
그다음에 이제 the expression of the flame, the way's blessing.
Yes.
Like this, like this. Yes. Blade, the way of blessing. 달라.
Yes.
So then he misunderstood.
Yes.
Took that as
Dalai. Yes. I'm sorry.
The way of
blessing. Yes. Yes.
But the Lama is saying it's light.
Light. Yes. 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 So I'm sorry. So the because of the way it was blading up, then it looked like as if, you know, the Lama was describing as the three jewels blazing, but which refers to what Dala. But then in actual fact, it is the name of the Dharani should be called Kuncho Brahme, which means the lamp, fire, or the fire lamp of the three jewels, fire lamp, or the torch of the three jewels. Yes. So it says here that the faith is a prerequisite of all good qualities, appropriated of them like a mother. So the analogy of a mother that gives birth to the child, so faith is a prerequisite because it is able to give birth to all good qualities, and not only having given birth to all qualities, it not only leaves it there, but it protects it, and it protects the good qualities from degeneration. And then it not only protects it for generation, but also increases them forevermore. So in this case, faith is given the analogy of a mother.
Yes. The Deba de Delhi Chongjin Chongze is in the Delhi Chongjin is the Chongjin Chiboji in the Delhi is in the Tabata Sumayam. And the Pugin Chongjin, Pugin Reda Sayazono, then the Jena Chongjin on the Liberal. Then Nongjin in the Deba Yoa Yena and the Tabi Komoto to put it in the Delhi Tabi Chongjin Chongze is.
So here it says, you know, faith clears away, stops. Frees you from the four rivers. So here, when he says about clearing away doubts, it refers to things like karma, you know, cause and effect, faith in the law of karma. So it clears away such doubts regarding such aspects of the Dharma and helps one to generate the realizations in one's mindstream. And then also one is able to remove all of the delusions and ignorance. Gradually remove the delusions and ignorance based on the faith, and then it says here and establishes you in the prosperous city of happiness and goodness. So here the city of happiness and goodness is an analogy for the state of nirvana or liberation from cyclical existence. So by this faith, you know, eventually will be able to lead you to such a state of liberation.
Yes.
So So then faith cuts through gloom and clarifies the mind. So the faith would be able to So here it says that faith cuts through gloom and clarifies the mind. So here the gloom, you know, is referring, for example, water that is very muddied and unclear, you know, with sediments. Then there is this precious substance which is like a semi-precious substance called getaka. If you were to throw that precious substance into the such muddied waters, it is said to have the effect of clearing the water, making it clear. So likewise, faith is, has a, similar qualities of clarifying the mind. You know. So then the next line says that it eliminates pride and is the root of respect. So you know, one with respect, with regards to the object of faith, then one the object of faith, then one's faith in one's mind then eliminates whatever pride that exists and causes one to have respect for the object of faith. So then it first it says that faith is like a jewel and a treasure. So when we have, in general, the worldly sense, if we achieve, we come across the treasure trove, then we are able to achieve, you know, receive many jewels and precious substances. Then all these wealth, you know, would only be of benefit, you know, slight benefit to this life. However, it was unable to accomplish the benefit of future lives. But one has faith, you know, then faith is like a jewel and treasure, there's a supreme jewel and supreme treasure that brings the happiness and benefit of future lives. And then it further goes to say that like hands, it is the basis of gathering virtue. So, you know, hands, with our hands, we're able to bring to ourselves, you know, whatever objects we desire. And however, the faith is like the supreme hand in the sense that it's able to gather and collect, you know, all the various collections of virtue, you know, to oneself. Then it says it is the best of feet for going to liberation. So with feet, you are able to proceed to whatever destination that we desire. But with the faith, it is the best of feet, you know, because it's able to bring us to the city of liberation from second existence.
Yes. Chuchu 네 답이 공부를 로트 바진다 그 용마 특화하세요 특히 초인데 대세 노동 때문에 대비 지수 뭐가 되냐 대바요나 근데 요거래서 대비 편용돼 마대바에 메달라 가부치 넘어지대 대바 메바이나 대지나 추 가부치 다 개발책 말이에요 성매에 투발은 요금을 보면 지진어 성매에 튕겨대라
Then the next verse says that in the Ten Teaching Sutra, it states that faith is the best of vehicles, definitely delivering you into Buddhahood. Therefore, persons of intelligence rely on the guidance of faith. So here, when faith, faith is able to lead one from the miserable state of the lower realms, as well as to be free from sexual existence, And faith is able also to give rise to renunciation within our own minds. It is also able to deliver us, it is like the best of vehicles, able to definitely deliver us to the state of Buddhahood. And so therefore, but however, if one does not have faith, it says here, virtues will not arise in people who have no faith. So if you have no faith, then it's difficult to generate positive virtues, in one's mind stream, such as what we call the white dharmas, the positive virtues in one's mind stream are difficult to generate. And just as green sprouts do not grow from seeds scorched by fire, so if you have seeds, that were previously scorched by fire or burnt in fire, and when you, no matter how much you plant of those seeds, they are not able to give rise to green sprouts. So then, here they continue to say that Geshe Drondoba had one asked Lama Tisha that in Tibet there are many people who are meditating and practicing, yet they are not attaining any special good qualities. So Lama Tisha replied saying that all the significant and insignificant good qualities that pertain to the Mahayana arise from relying on the Guru. You Tibetans only think of Gurus as being common persons. How can good qualities arise? So this displays the importance of faith. When Geshe Drondoba asked Lama Tisha why people, despite practicing so intensively, do not have faith, do not give rise to realizations, Lama Tisha said it is because that the root of all realizations, whether minor or major realizations or attainments, come from relying on the spiritual master. If one does not see the spiritual master as being perfect, not as being as being a Buddha, that one has mere perception or hold on to the perception of the spiritual master as being a common ordinary being, then how can one give rise to good qualities and realizations? So then it is said that if one does not have the thought of the spiritual master as being ordinary, then one would be able to achieve your realizations. You know, so even though from the side of the spiritual master, even though the master may be just an ordinary being, but if one has faith, then one would definitely be able to receive the blessings and achieve the realizations. You know, so it is the greater and lesser blessings, you know, whether we receive great or less blessings for a spiritual master, this depends from the faith coming from our own side. It does not depend on how much or how little qualities that the spiritual master's own side may have, but it depends on how much faith comes from the side of ourselves as disciples.
Yes.
So then another occasion came about when someone says here, when someone asked the elder in a loud voice, "Atisha, please give an instruction." Then Lama Atisha laughed. He said, "Haha, my hearing is very good. For me to give personal instructions, you need faith, faith, faith. Thus, faith is extremely important." So this, on this occasion, this probably occurred when Lama Atisha was pretty advanced in years, in age. At that point in time, someone had requested Lama Atisha for teachings. So, but Lama Atisha probably did not reply, but remained silent, you know. So that person thought that Lama Atisha was getting old and hard in hearing. And then so repeated the request in a loud voice. He said, "Please give me instructions." So Lama Atisha laughed and said, "My hearing is actually very good, you know. But for me to give you personal instruction, you need to have faith, faith and faith." So he repeated the word faith three times. And so this demonstrates how our faith is extremely important in one's practice.
Yes. Yes. 제일 대바 되나 군주원의 대바 렌드의 이치지 대바 다 덴바지에나 대바 덴바지에 대바를 몸으로 연결해요. 옛날에 가면 저와 대바 좀 봐서야 돼 남아도 대바 좀 해야 돼.
So in general, faith is very important, and faith also is of many types. That which is faith, for example, faith in the three jewels of refuge, faith in karma as well as its effects and the resultant effects, and faith in the Four Noble Truths. However, at this point of time, in relation to the subject of relying on spiritual master, we are speaking of rather of faith in the spiritual master, in the Guru. Yes.
Namana no michi tatawane, nana do you won't go to so and double, lobo no michi tatawa chasena, so you can then chill out page in the wall. Lama sonjis attack or race somebody.
So then the quotation says, with regard to how disciples should view their gurus, the Tantra bestowing initiation Vajrapani says, "If you would ask a Lord of Secrets how disciples should view masters, then I will answer them. Answer that they should view them just as they view the Bhagavan." So he says here, reply to Vajrapani, you know, that the Buddha says, you know, how disciples should relate to the spiritual master is that they should see with eyes of faith, and that the spiritual master is the actual Buddha himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yonde tamji sawa yindu yonde je yore yonde je wa ma se ne mahomba na jibe tamji la pen to to songje kong kong to go re songi ba ona ne songje yamba ta na ne songje yamba ta go re se ya ta ga re se na songje yamba te ba yin na la ma na jong lo ge no ju ma re se nga so songje se du ho na jong je re tamji so
So then the lines continue to say that if the disciples view the masters in this way, they always cultivate virtues, they become Buddhists and benefit the entire world. So if one has faith towards the spiritual master, seeing the spiritual master as the Buddha himself, you know, then this would give rise to all qualities, since the root of all realizations, you know, is devotion to the spiritual master. Then having faith in the root of devotion is faith, you know. So if one has faith, then one would be able to give rise to realizations, one able to benefit future lives, benefit the entire world, as well as becoming, it's beneficial as well to one's attainment of Buddhahood. So one, in the process of viewing the spiritual master as the Buddha, cultivation of such faith, one needs to block one's perception of the spiritual master's faults, or rather one needs to hold onto the, turn oneself to behold only the qualities of the spiritual master, since the Buddha, you know, the Buddha is the being that has exhausted or abandoned all faults and has completed all qualities. Therefore, in viewing the spiritual master, one needs to see in such a way that therefore one needs to not to block the perception of faults, cast aside conceptions of faults, and to train oneself to see only the qualities.
Yes.
Therefore one needs to see the spiritual master in such a way by blocking the perception, casting aside your conception of faults in the spiritual master. That here it quotes from the Tantra bestowing the initiation of Vajrapani again. It says, keep the master's good qualities in mind, never seize upon their faults. Keeping their good qualities in mind, you will reach attainment. Seizing upon their faults, you will not. So in this respect, you know, if one beholds you know, the spiritual master's qualities, then one will be able to achieve siddhis, you know, or spiritual attainments. But if one holds onto the faults of the spiritual master, then one will not be able to achieve any sort of accomplishment whatsoever. So the reason for this is because the disciples want to achieve gain, you know, whether they desire a gain and they do not desire a loss, you know, in the spiritual practice. Therefore, in order to because you desire gain, and therefore you should see the spiritual master maintaining such pure view, so that one will be able to achieve the spiritual attainments. Because one does not want loss of the chance of achieving such attainments, therefore one blocks the conception of faults in seeing faults in the spiritual master. So by seeing qualities, one generates realizations. By seeing faults, you know, one does not generate realizations. Yes.
So 라마연데 침모연이지 다 좋은데서 마도 매나요 좋은 때문에 다 되어 있나 아니 손지서 통통 말아 좋은 도서 연결 되는지나 로마로 도마리 라마니 좋은 시에 제와지 있나요 연대 가려오나 대응은에 다 연대도 손 야고이 삼바텐데 대바 좀 있나 로나 문득 좀 돼. 하바타는 나를 쇼가 있나 그래서 단 손진을 쓰다 단른 마정이나 임버다 또가 고마제야 매버리 인도다 내가 손대야 돼 건다 한다 돼 롱케 놀아 정부도 지어서야 돼
So here it says that you know your spiritual master might have good qualities and for the most part and they may have a lot of good qualities but have only very very slight or minor faults. But if your mind of you know critical mind examines the spiritual master while beholding spiritual master focuses on many of the faults, you know, then this will block your attainments, your own spiritual attainments. However, in the case of a spiritual master that has more faults than qualities, however, for the side of yourself as a disciple, if you have faith, and if you focus when beholding the spiritual master, focuses mainly on the positive aspects or the qualities of the spiritual master, this would instead become a cause for you to give rise to your own spiritual attainments because of your training in faith. So, especially in secret mantra, In the practice of secret mantra Vajrayana, you know, if one is unable, specifically in that practice, and you know, if one is unable to, not specifically, sorry, especially in that practice, if one is unable to see, you know, one spiritual master as the actual Buddha himself, then you know, one will not receive any spiritual attainment whatsoever. So therefore, as I mentioned before, if you see the faults, focus on beholding the faults of the spiritual master, then you will not give rise to realization. So, as the reason for that is because we want gain, you know, of spiritual attainments, and we do not want losses, you know, missing out on such achievements.
Wrong and true, Shundu, Lame of the Tendus and Nomina, and the Nama Chasarva. In the wrong and Lama Yena, then the John Chichon Kandija Yoa Yenayo, or John Ting in it, Toby Nimisam, Ponson Mondi, the Gabachao, Card the Palm about Yon was in the John of Bazumisana, Shadan of the Teller and Renny to you and your host. The wrong and Lama Chesa Vishula, and the John Chichon Kandija Yenayo. 중앙인의 삼지와 말에 인도 중앙 통일도 충분히나 인도해라 진짜 매제 인연비 농심 봉심 모든 진연 파가하고 그래서 가세는 아주 전시 여부 때 맞아지 밤에 비 온다 녀모모와 소지니 라마나 중앙 통한 데를 용세게 뒤에서나 시작남 시작과지 진짜 매제 인연비 농심지 인도 제외이나 근데 人民人民 落空的, 那那种东西落的穷如穷如落，那有的东西落这些这些落的用个这些。
So, and therefore, one's spiritual master, you know, one should view one's spiritual master as a Buddha at all times. So, you know, if one even if the spiritual one's dharma connection with the spiritual master is so minor. As one verse of Dharma, you know, then by listening to the Dharma, one verse of Dharma in front of that spiritual master, then making it establish the Dharma connection, you know, then from then onwards, you know, one needs to see the spiritual master as the Buddha. So whatever faults, however great or small, in that spiritual master, one needs to block, you know, or to stop the conception of those faults. And to perceive only, see only the qualities. So, so when one is relating to spiritual master, one should not hold on to these faults. If one sees these faults, you know, then one needs to maintain vigilance, you know, memory and vigilance at all times to restrain oneself from such faulty perception of the spiritual master. And if due to laziness or due to carelessness, recklessness, then one happens to engage in perceiving faults of spiritual master, then this is possible, for beginners. So that at that point of time, one can perform confession to purify these karmas, and then to generate strong determination to be of restraint, restraining oneself from creating this karma again in the future. And so by practicing in such a way, with effort, then gradually over time, one's perception of faults in the spiritual master gradually decreases. Then our perception of qualities in the spiritual master gradually increases over time. So we'll leave tonight's talk at this point. And so whatever teachings you have heard, please apply them in the actual practice.